This is Terry Mandel, DO Dictan, an attorney letter to Nathaniel Walden, attorney at law of the Schiller Law Office, address on file. Dear Mr. Walden, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Jason Peters, please know the following medical letter, period. Jason is J-A-S-O-N. Peters is P-E-T-E-R-S, period. On February 7th, 2023, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, period. I obtained the history directly from the patient, period. I also performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 38-year-old male, height 5'4" tall, weight 140 pounds, period. The patient sustained a work-related injury on or about May 21st, 2021, period. This injury resulted in surgery on or about July 21st, 2021, period. The patient was on the job himself, performing a two-man job without the assistance of another individual, period. He was attempting to hang a microwave, and it resulted in a herniated disc in his low back, period. He felt a pop when he was performing this activity, and the next morning had extremely severe low back pain, period. He had later on, he had numbness down both legs that radiates to his knees and also to his feet bilaterally, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment as best recollected by the patient was approximately 1 month after the accident. He was seen by Dr. Sanders, a neurologist. He had x-rays. CAT scan or MRI was performed. He was told he had a herniated disc, and this resulted in surgery on or about July 21st of 2021, period. This surgery occurred at Community North. And then he had follow-up physical therapy approximately two times a week for 3 months, period. He started to feel better but developed a neuropathy that got worse and saw Dr. Vogel, a neurologist, who prescribed bed rest, period. He was seen by Dr. Sederland, S-E-D-L-E-A-N-D, who gave him laser treatments as well as chiropractic, and infrared physical therapy was also given. He was unable to get more treatments because of the expense, period. New paragraph. Present day. He is still experiencing problems from his herniated nucleus pulposus with the neuropathy, period. He is having tingling with pins and needles down both legs from the knees that radiate to the tip of all toes, period. He has complete numbness with extremely diminished sensation involving the involved areas, particularly sensitive to hot and cold, period. He describes his calf as being locked up with pain, period. The right calf pain and back pain is constant and ranges in intensity from a good day of 4 out of 10 to a bad day of 8 out of 10, period. It is a cramping, squeezing type pain, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. The patient has problems climbing stairs, period. He has problems playing with children, period. Housework and yard work is affected, period. Sports are involved, including volleyball, football, basketball, and wrestling, period. Sleep is affected, period. New paragraph. Medications include over-the-counter pain medicines for this condition, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition include over-the-counter medications as well as stretching exercises, period. New paragraph. Past medical history denies other than depression, period. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical history reveals he has never injured his low back in the past, period. He has never had a herniated disc, period. He had a work injury for a minor laceration of his right calf with no permanency around 2017, period. He has not been involved in any automobile accidents of any kind, period. New paragraph, social history is mild alcohol consumption in the past. Social is mild alcohol consumption, but in the past was heavy, period. New paragraph, past surgical history reveals a herniated nucleus pulposus, as mentioned above, from July of 2021, period. New paragraph, his occupation is that he presently is unable to work due to the neuropathy, period. In the past, he was a high-end appliance installer and subcontractor, period. He was told that he could not return to this occupation, period. New paragraph. Upon review of the records, pertinent findings, August 4th, 2021, community x-rays of the back were mostly negative. August 10th, 2021, community hospital, negative ultrasound of the right lower extremity. August 26th, 2021, at community, MRI of the back shows diffuse bulging with indentation of the thecal sac. That's at L4-5. And at L5-S1 has disc desiccation and loss of disc height, right disc protrusion with some narrowing, and disc abutment of the transversing left S1 nerve root, period. Two notes from Indiana Medical Consulting dated October 16th, 2022. They gave him an impairment rating of 15% whole person. This is by Dr. Philip Saylor. That's S-A-I-L-E-R, period. Records from Sealand Chiropractic. That's S-E-L-A-N-D. There's a bill for $3,112.20. EMG report from Indiana Neuroscience Associates was an abnormal examination, period, suggesting a moderately severe polyneuropathy, period. New paragraph. On examination by me, Dr. Mandel, February 7th, 2023, the patient had an abnormal flex gait, period. There was a 4-centimeter vertical scar involving the right anterior lower leg. There was a 3-centimeter scar of the left forearm, period. There was an extremely dark pigmented area of the right lateral calf, period. ENT examination revealed pupils equal and reactive to light and accommodation, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. Examination of thyroid was unremarkable, period. Examination of the cervical area revealed flexion diminished by 6 degrees, period. There was no paravertebral muscle spasm noted, period. Auscultation of the heart regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs clear, period. Abdominal examination was soft with normal bowel sounds, period. Examination of the lumbar area revealed a 1.5-centimeter surgical scar involving the right lumbar area, period. There was paravertebral muscle spasm noted in the lumbar area, period. There was diminished strength in the lumbar area, period. Straight leg raising was abnormal at 74 degrees right and 88 degrees left, period. The patient was unable to walk on his tiptoes, period, There was loss of the normal lumbar lordotic curve. There was diminished range of motion in the lumbar area, period. Lumbar flexion was diminished by 34 degrees, period. Extension diminished by 14 degrees, period. Left lateral flexion was diminished by 12 degrees, and right lateral flexion was diminished by 10 degrees, period. Neurological examination revealed a diminished right Achilles reflex at 1 over 4, remainder of the reflex is 2 over 4, period. There was diminished strength of the right great toe, period. There was diminished sensation involving the right dorsal distal foot, period. New paragraph. After review of all the medical records, taking the history, and performing a physical examination, I have found that all this treatment is outlined above, and as it relates to the work injury of May 21st, 2021, were all reasonable, comma, appropriate, comma, and medically necessary, period. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number one, lumbar strain and strain with pain, period. Number two, polyneuropathy. Number three, right L5-S1 herniated nucleus pulposus with lumbar radiculopathy. Number four, post-op neuropathy after L5-S1 discectomy, period. Number five, L4-L5 disc bulge, period. Diagnoses 1 to 5 are directly caused by the work injury of May 21st, 2021, period. New paragraph. At this time, I am rendering an impairment rating, period, utilizing the book Guides to the Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA, referring you to table 17-4, period. The patient qualifies for a 19% whole body impairment, period. The basis for this 19% whole body impairment is strictly and totally a direct result of the work injury of May 21st, 2021, period. As the patient ages, he will be more susceptible to arthritis in the lumbar region, period. New paragraph, future medical expenses will include the following, period. Medications over the counter at an estimated monthly cost of $95 a month for the remainder of his life, period. A back brace should be used at an estimated cost of $250 and need to be replaced every 2 years, period. The patient can benefit by some additional injections in the low back at an estimated cost of $3,000, period. A TENS unit can be beneficial at an estimated cost of $500, period. As the patient ages, he will need spinal fusion surgery at an estimated cost of $125,000, period. This expense would be all-inclusive of hospital, physician, anesthesia, and post-op physical therapy expenses, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have seen the patient one time for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are both based solely on the information provided and mentioned above and are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. The patient gave me informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.